Welcome to Maseches Ma'id Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet, Chapter 1, Mishnah 4. The Mishnah begins. Tzadin, one may trap on Chol HaMoed Esa Ishus. Ishus is either some type of damaging weasel or a mole, Vesach Barm, or field mice that again destroy crop. Misteha Ilan, one could do it from an orchard, or Misteha Lavan, or from a grain field. But only Shaloi Kedarkai, a person has to do it in the abnormal fashion. B'mayed, both on Chol HaMoed, Ubashvius, and during the Shemitah year. So then halacha is they can do it, but they can't do it in the normal way. The Chacham disagree, and they say, Misteha ilan kedarkai. If a person needs to get rid of them from his orchards, he's allowed to do it, trap them in the normal fashion. And the reason for that is because they cause a great loss. Therefore, we didn't make you undergo a great loss, and we let you trap them in the normal fashion. Misteha lavan, however, let's say you're trapping them from a grain field where the damage is not going to be so great, shaloi kedarkai, then you have to use an abnormal fashion. Continues the Mishnah, if let's say a person has a hole in the gate or the fence of their gina, of their garden, the halacha is that a person is allowed to put up a temporary patch, like to pile stones on top of one another, but not to actually plaster it in. And during the Shemitah, if let's say this happens, a person is allowed to build a wall and finish it, even though someone may say, oh, you see, he's doing that to protect his fruit that's inside of the garden, halacha is he's still permitted to do it, because the reason he's doing it is because he's trying to create privacy around his property. One more Mishnah. Rameir says, Roin es hanigoyin batchila lahakel. If a person suspects that they may have tzaras was a physical manifestation of a spiritual malady, someone speaks Lashon Hara, they would have some type of skin ailment that would develop as a result, and it had to go before the kain, and the kain would determine if they're tamei or tahar, pure or impure. If it is indeed determined that it's taras, then they have to quarantine. So the Mishnah says that if you go to the kohen, the kohen's only allowed to tell you, oh, it's not taras. But let's say the kohen sees that it is taras, he's not allowed to declare that it's taras, because we don't want to quarantine you for yontif. Chacham say, that you're not allowed to go to a kohen at all to determine if you have taras, because the kohen is obligated to tell you the truth. And if you do have taras, you're going to have to quarantine. There's no way about it. Which I think is incredibly remarkable that we're learning a Mishnah that speaks about quarantining and not having to quarantine for Yontif, when literally in Eretz Yisrael, the country is shutting down and they're quarantining them. Vayam Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir said additionally, Melaket Adam Atzmait Avav Imay. A person may dig up the bones of his parents. I mean, a person whose parents were buried in a temporary burial, and now he wants to transfer those bones to the family plot, the halacha is it's permissible to do that on Chol HaMoed. Why? Says Rabbi Meir, Nesha Simcha Hilay. Because it gives the person happiness that his parents have finally found an eternal resting place. Rabbi Yossi says, no way. Evel Hulay, digging up the bones is going to bring feelings of sadness and mourning. Therefore, it's prohibited for a person to do it on Chol HaMoed. Concludes the Mishnah, if let's say, God forbid, a person loses a family member, and they're sad during Chol HaMoed, they're not allowed to share their sadness and arouse other people to tears, because you're not allowed to spread sadness on Chol HaMoed. And you're not allowed to hire a professional eulogizer to eulogize somebody anytime within 30 days before the Yontif. Any Yontif. Now, there's multiple layers of understanding here. We'll just share one, and that is that we're nervous that a person will use the money that he set aside for Hotzois Yontif, for Yontif expenses, and he'll take that money and he'll use it for a eulogizer. Then when Yontif comes, he won't have the appropriate funds to make himself a beautiful Yontif. Therefore, they prohibited a person from doing it for a full 30 days before Yontif. Wishing you an amazing rest of your day and a wonderful rest of your week.